Well, you know, it's interesting. You know, when you're first developing a story, or even in development with John, you know, you don't pick one idea. Pick at least three, you know, so that you don't put all your emotion. And it's by design, so that you don't put all your emotional eggs in one basket. And that's John's process, and that's worked, you know, many years now. So
pretty well.
Pretty well. It's worked out all right for him. So after that first conversation was when I said, I want to do a Marvel thing, and he's like, I love that you want to do a Marvel thing, and go find something. Literally, it was that simple. I just started making lists of things that I thought would be cool, and some of the properties I knew from my childhood and beyond, and some of them I didn't. And Big Hero 6 was one of the ones I didn't. I just, you know, I would scroll on my lunch hours. I would scroll through the Marvel kind of a wiki page that has all of their 5,000 plus characters, and the first thing I saw was Big Hero 6. And I thought, ooh, that's interesting. What is that? Japanese superhero team. Oh, that's interesting. And so I bought the comics and read them. And I was impressed with the, sort of the tone of it. You know, it was sort of lighthearted and fun, and the characters were very appealing. The whole thing was sort of this love letter to Japanese pop culture. So I think, you know, we all saw an emotional potential there, an emotional story between, you know, this kid who suffers a loss and this robot who tries to heal him. So, but it was one of the more obscure ones that were pitched, but I think all the directors liked it when I pitched it, and John definitely gravitated towards it. So, you know, it's interesting. It kind of had some, I guess, what I call maybe humble beginnings, but, you know, I'm absolutely thrilled that it's come this, that it's become what it is today.
And John is a very passionate guy, as most of you know. I think everyone knows that. And he's always very excited and always on the lookout for other people's passion.
Yeah.
And he knew this was something that Don was excited about. And when Don pitched the concept of Big Hero 6, that it's going to be about a kid who loses his older brother, and he's going to have a robot, the older brother's creation, is going to become his surrogate older brother. There's just so much power in that. And yes, we're going to have comedy and action and all the rest of it, but it's really the
heart,
the emotion that John will always latch on to initially, and then we spend the years sort of working on the story to realize that potential.